The Barnes Foundation already has 69 Cézanne paintings in its permanent collection, which were criticized in their day because they seemed to be roughly painted by an unskilled hand. Staff curator Judith Dolcart says Albert Barnes immediately saw their expressive genius.
Part of what he loves about Cézanne is what he says, you know, the apparent lack of skill in painting. The very things that the critics were assailing Cézanne for were the very things that Barnes loved. So he got it right away.
The traveling show called The World is an Apple features 21 paintings, none of which come from the Barnes' own collection. The still lives feature primarily apples and pears, placed on dishes and on tables and piled up on each other. The curator of this exhibition, Benedict Lika of the Art Gallery of Hamilton, Ontario, says those apples completely reimagined the still life genre, which had been stuck in a tradition of symbolism where objects were assigned very specific meanings.
And in fact, it's exactly there where Cézanne invites you to make these kind of imaginative leaps. Why don't we look at the skulls, in fact, because that...
Lika is walking over to the painting called Three Skulls on an Oriental Rug.
And Cézanne stacks them up like apples. You have these dark cavities of the skulls that begin to meld or ape the design of this carpet, which is a carpet, but then begins to look a lot like a kind of a flowery landscape.
Lika says this is the first exhibit featuring only Cézanne's still lifes. It's a genre the artist stayed with his entire life. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.